We will get started. Hey, how's it going? It's Braden from Noble Sports Guys. And as always, I am joined by my awesome co-host, Braden. How you doing, Braden?
I'm doing good. Doing good. It's a good Christmas season. Good New Year. Got to go home to Idaho for a little bit and feel connected to civilization again. It gets isolating up here, but no, I've been doing good. How have you been?
You know, living the dream, trying to not get too bogged down by the whole COVID, because I feel like everyone's getting sick with COVID. We've had a couple outbreaks at work. Luckily, I've avoided it to this point. So,
yeah, I'd say that's good. Well, especially, yeah, I can't believe I haven't gotten the first variant or any of them. But no, it's good that we're both staying healthy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate goal. And, I mean, at least your team made the playoffs.
Yeah.
It was very disappointing for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, it's like, I remember, because I have a local satellite TV, like, antenna for my apartment, but I only get Fox, I think. So, but the Steelers and Chiefs game, like, I ultimately knew Pittsburgh was going to lose. Ben Roethlisberger knew that they were going to lose, and that was going to be his last game. But, you know, in the beginning, they hung in there. But I've played in plenty of games where my team hangs in at the beginning, and we're like, okay, we could do this. And then second half kicks in, and then that's when the more superior athletes start to show their colors a little more. So, but, yeah, we made the playoffs. So, you know, I'm happy.
I picked them to win, so – and this is for anyone that's listening. If you want a fun chance to win some money to Simply Seattle, if you don't already buy Simply Seattle gear, I recommend it. Even if you are not a Seattle sports fan, their hoodies are seriously super comfortable. They should sponsor us already with the amount of money I've spent there. So Believe in Seahawks is a podcast hosted by Lofo Tatupu and Brent, I don't know his last name, but he's an actor from the Seattle area. Every week of the playoffs, they have a guessing game, and ultimately you guess which teams win, and if you're 100% correct, you get a $50 gift card to Simply Seattle. And if you're a Supersonics fan or even remember the Supersonics, they actually even have Supersonic gear. So I know that's hard to come by nowadays.
But, yeah, I feel like the only place we can get that stuff anymore is like Mitchell and Ness. That's expensive as hell.
I mean, they're actually pretty affordable. They had a Sean Kemp jersey, Supersonics jersey, for I think like $75. So it's fairly reasonable. And it's a legit jersey. It's not some knockoff. It's real.
Yeah. I've got a Mitchell and Ness, Edgar Martinez, Mariners jersey, and yeah, they make them too. I assume fairly accurate to what they actually wore.
Yeah, and so I did their guessing game like I do every week, and I went 1-for-5. I literally could not have gone worse, and they made fun of me.
20%.
I picked Pittsburgh to win. I picked Dallas to win. I picked the Bucks to win. That was my correct guess. I picked the
Good
Cardinals.
Job.
I picked the Raiders, obviously, being in Vegas. And, I mean, that game could have gone either way. But I was
a
complete goose egg. And I was excited watching the Steelers game. T.J. Watt getting that fumble for a touchdown. I was like, oh, maybe the Steelers actually have a chance.
Yeah, that's when I was like, you know, like – I was still, like, given that was, what, like, the first touchdown of the game. I was like, you know, we could do this. And then it just kind of started dragging on more. And I was like, I ended up watching it at Planet Fitness when I was working out. So that's when I was like, yeah, let's just go hop on the treadmill and go home.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is going to be a good game. And then 35 unanswered points, like, Patrick Mahomes, like, the beast got awoken in him, and he went off, like, literally.
Yeah.
I was like, what the heck? Like, this game was, like, intense. Like, the Steelers' defense was coming out to play. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, I mean, I hate to say this, but he probably should have retired last year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
At least he got to go out. He never had a losing record. Like, how many quarterbacks can say that?
Well, and he made the playoffs, and is, you know, it, like, it's not the swan song that you look like in recent memory, like Peyton Manning got, but he made the playoffs. You know, he didn't. He had one more game.
At least he wasn't like Kobe, his last season was losing. I think they won like 10 games, 15 games. So,
yeah.
I mean, it could have been worse, but to have, he played 18 seasons or 17? I can't remember. I want to say it was 18. And not to have a losing record and to win the Super Bowl not once but twice.
Yeah, because he was in that. Yeah, he was in the 04 rookie class with like Eli Manning and Rivers. And that also whole thing.
17 years.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, I already talked to you about it, I think, but like, that's like the last, that's the last link I have to like the Steelers from like my childhood. Like I don't want to call them the good old days because I'm only 22, but like the Super Bowl 43 winning team. That's what, when I was like, and I, maybe it's because I was like a kid, but I felt like there was a lot less moving around player-wise then. So,
yeah, players were loyal.
Yeah, and you felt like you had the same guys every year. So it was like, yeah, Ben left, and now that's the last, it's the last link. Well, you look at, like, guys that, yeah, like, my absolute favorite player from that era was Hines Ward. And Hines Ward coaches wide receivers at Florida Atlantic now, I think, but it's, I don't know. It's times are changing.
Yeah. Seattle only has two players left from their Super Bowl winning team. They've got and that Russell was, Wilson and Bobby Wagner.
Yeah. And like the funny thing is like, I guess any Super Bowl that shows like that has them wearing Nike jerseys, I'm always like, oh yeah, that's recent. But Nike's been the apparel supplier for like 10 years. I think next year, this next season will be the 10th season with Nike.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean, it's a change of an era with Drew Brees retiring, all these greats retiring. But, yeah. I mean, at least he got to go out on top and he stayed loyal to the Steelers 17 seasons with one team. Yeah. It's very impressive.
Yeah. I want to buy a Roethlisberger jersey.
All right. Well, let's jump into the Saturday games. All right. What were your thoughts from the Bengals-Raiders game?
Bengals-Raiders game. I kind of – my gut, I knew Cincinnati was going to win. Like, I don't know. Well, Joe Burrow was catching fire the last 2 weeks of the regular season. And he manages that offense really well. The whole Bengals offense is really good. Their defense is okay. But if you have a really good offense and okay defense, chances are your team has a pretty good chance of winning, especially where things are so oriented around the offense anymore, or it seems to be. And like the Raiders have a decent defense too, but it's like, in my opinion, it's Max Crosby coming off the edge, and he's by far their biggest weapon on that defense. He's ridiculous. So I wasn't surprised by the outcome. I was kind of rooting for Cincinnati in that game anyway, especially where they've been in and out of the playoffs, but not very often. But that was their first win in 31 years. And I liked Joe Burrow when they asked him what it was like winning his first playoff game, or winning the first playoff game 31 years for the franchise. And he just it's not an exact quote, but he just basically said, like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah. Oh, I love Joe Burrow, but yeah, wasn't really surprised by that game. What were your thoughts on it?
Well, I've got to say, I was impressed with the Raiders, all things considered, this past season that they went through.
That's a good point. For them to even
making the playoffs with Harry Ruggs, the whole Harry Ruggs situation, which was tragic. And I feel for that family. Like, the fact that players are still being dumb, like, you have the ability to like the NFL has a service, why not use it? But
yeah,
I mean, Coach Gruden, that whole issue, that other first round pick that pulled the gun and threatened to kill a fan, whole bunch of things went wrong, and I felt like they played well. I don't think people understand that when you're that close to the touchdown, the end zone, not to pass. Like I learned from Seattle's mistake, but the Raiders clearly didn't. Like Jacobs was eating them up, and since his defensive line was depleted, they had like three or four injuries on the line. Like you're in that situation, run it up the gut. Jacobs has been killing them all game.
All right, and he's a balanced running back, too.
I mean, and I will say that one play close to the end of the second quarter was confusing. I don't think they should have allowed that Cincy touchdown, but, I mean.
Yeah, well, and normally, too, I feel like, at least with early whistles in college and the pros, where there's a – if there's a early whistle, most of the time they just rule the play dead anyway. You know what I mean?
And Higgins, who caught the touchdown, was like, didn't even celebrate because everyone heard the whistle.
gave the ball back. Well, I watched, you watch every single early whistle. Not like I've watched a ton, but like one that comes to mind was Boise State played Oklahoma State in Boise this year, and Boise had a fumble recovery and was going to take it to the house for a touchdown, and they blew an early whistle that shouldn't have been blown, but they blew the whistle, so the play's dead. But so yeah, it's just a big, that was a big, big debacle and a big, just a big mistake by the officiating crew. And I'm sure you've seen their reports that they won't be officiating again this postseason. So.
And I mean, it's tough luck for the Raiders. 20 years ago, they got the tuck rule against Tom Brady, and then the inverted whistle rule, or whatever you want to call it. Like 20 years apart, that stinks. But I mean, the future is bright. I think the Raiders do need a quarterback. I mean, Carr is average. I don't hate the guy. I think he's an amazing person outside of football, but I don't think. You've got the quarterbacks that have that killer instinct, like Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Joe Burrow even.
Yeah.
Carr doesn't have it. Carr can get you three quarters of the way there, but he can't win it all.
Yeah. I feel like like his first few years coming out of Fresno State, like, and he performed well for an early player, but I just haven't really seen him progress like in a more profound way. But I don't know if it comes down to, it might come down to the Raiders being the Raiders too. I feel like we kind of saw it this year. There's some systemic problems and like they're firing Mike Mayock, GM, all the stuff with Gruden. So I think the Raiders aren't necessarily known as a squeaky clean organization.
That's true.
You know, it's just one of those things, like, it's just what they got. And I think Derek Carr's happy to be a Raider, too. So, I mean, so that's good for him.
I mean, and maybe if they get some more wide receivers, because obviously they're depleted there, they may be able to make the run. Because they've got a stellar line, they've got a stellar running back. And, I mean, I'm not saying Carr is bad. That's not what all I'm saying.
No, he's not bad.
Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just – he can get you to the postseason every once in a while, but he won't ever – there's no transcending with just him.
Yeah.
So I understand what you mean.
Cool. I don't want this to be – because one of my coworkers got really mad at me when I made a comment about Kyler Murray. I think Kyler Murray kind of showed us – what I expected from the Cardinals. I didn't think they were that great of a team this year. I think they were just lucky. But we'll get into that game after and that comment I made that ruffled a little bit of feathers at work. But the second game of Saturday was the perfect game that the Buffalo Bills put on against the Patriots. What were your thoughts on that game?
You know, I had a feeling Buffalo's had New England's number this year anyway. Buffalo's had that whole entire division on, like, I feel like under their feet this year. I felt like it was only a matter of time until that happened. But I had picked Buffalo to win. I didn't expect them to win like that though. And the funny thing is, I guess, like, I thought it was funny that the first time New England went to Buffalo, it was super cold. Mac Jones was wearing a scuba suit underneath of his uniform and his pads, 'cause that's what Brady would do. And
And
then
it
to
wasn't
go
that the game
back.
that he only passed like one time, two, I want to say.
Yeah, they just ran all game long. And then and then they go back and then it's cold again. So, in those weather conditions, I don't know, Buffalo thrives with stuff like that. So I wasn't surprised with the win. Josh Allen performed really well. The whole team, well, you got a high powered offense and then a really good defense too, that's really staunchy. So, nah, I wasn't surprised. I didn't think the score would be that. I didn't think they'd win that by that big of a margin. But no, I wasn't
Well,
surprised that they
they
won
played
though.
a perfect game. Like, literally, no fumbles, no turnovers, no punts at all. The only time they didn't score was to take a knee at the end of the game. Like,
Well, yeah,
complete perfect game.
the punter could have stayed at home.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't understand the hate that Josh Allen gets. I've liked Josh Allen since he played at Wyoming. I thought he was a stellar quarterback.
How do you, in my opinion, like, how do you not like him?
He's one of those guys, like, and for the viewers who don't know his story, he had no offers out of college. I think he got an offer to play at, like, what, a Division II or a Division III, and wrote letters to every city. Like, I think he wrote like 180 different letters saying, "Hey, I'm Josh Allen. Like, I'm a quarterback. Let me play for you." And they said he's undersized, he's this and that. But finally, Wyoming gave him a shot and he took off running. So I don't know. It makes me happy, and I could definitely see Buffalo going all the way. I think
If
Kansas City's
once
defense is gonna hurt them.
I think once Buffalo, like, if they get through Kansas City, then that's like, that's it. And then, I mean, we'll talk about it later, but that's not the only situation like that in the playoffs right now, in my opinion. But we'll talk about that later.
So the next game that we'll go over was the Eagles and the Bucks. I mean, was it really any surprise to you that the Bucks won?
No, it was just kind of a gimme. Like, it was another one of those ones where, like, honestly, like, I understand why the NFL did, like, the super wild card weekend. It's all for TV ratings in the end with it, but, like, it should have been, like, it was basically a bye week. So that game I didn't even really bother to follow, because we all just kind of knew the results.
I think Jalen Hurts does have a bright future. And I mean,
Oh yeah.
the NFC East is a dumpster fire of a division. I think
Oh
it'll
yeah.
be a toss up every year. I don't like the Cowboys show that they can't win in big games either again. Like, so I mean,
Yeah,
it's not
I'd argue.
surprising. And I could see Jalen running the tables there.
Yeah, when you're like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's the whole NFC East, like, well, I feel like the last, like, five or six years, it's been kind of just like it's just been like it. I don't know. I feel like about midway through the season with some divisions, you kind of have a feeling of who's going to win. And then with the NFC East, half the time, I feel like it's just like, well, they got the best record at the end by, like, a game, or it comes down to, like, a tiebreaker. Or you look at Washington, the one year made it into the playoffs with a 7-9 record.
And
So,
they
which I
almost
mean,
beat the Buccaneers with that
yeah,
seven and
with
nine
Taylor
record.
Heineke.
Yeah. I like Taylor Heinicke too. I think
Oh,
he's got a bright future.
yeah, he's another feel-good story. But yeah, no, wasn't surprised by Eagles and Bucks.
And the next game after that was featured on Nickelodeon. I actually had fun watching the Nickelodeon game.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah, I watched it on Nickelodeon, and Penny even enjoyed it. Like, she enjoyed, like, there was the goo slime monsters on the field. Like, it was really cool. And
oh, I they love had, that.
Like, kid commentators. I was like, where was this when I was a kid? Like,
yeah,
I would have killed to have done that. Like, it was awesome. Like, it was a couple of kids, and they were suited up, and they had their headphones, and they were giving essentially – they were explaining the game of football to the terms that kids could understand it.
Yeah.
I mean, my biggest thoughts from the Cowboys-Niners game is, one, I was disappointed. I really wish the Niners wouldn't have won. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm like one of the few people that I refuse to root for my rivals.
Yeah.
I know some people that are like, oh, they're the NFC West. We got to root for them. No, there mm-hmm. are rivals. Why would I root for them? Why would I root for their success? Like, it doesn't benefit us at all. I mean, I'm sure you – what were your thoughts of Dak running right up the gut when there's 14 seconds left and you don't have a timeout?
Well, I mean, that play call was it was meant to be called. It was just like I'm not going to say it was a bad decision because I'm not the coach. But it was just a lack of, like, when you go into practice, like, you do 2-minute drill, you know what to do, and there's always a big emphasis on you hand the damn ball to the ref, because the ref has to spot it.
Yeah.
So, like, ultimately, like, the play call is, like, iffy, but my main thing was the center ran right up to the ball and was getting ready to hike it, but, like, yeah, you can't touch it. Like, one of the players should have handed it to a referee, but I feel like it could have been avoided a little bit, and they probably could have got a spike off if they would have handed the ball or gotten the ball quickly to a ref. Yeah. I remember we'd even, like, we'd toss the ball to the ref if he was, like, away from us. We'd throw the ball to him so he could spot it. So, and you could see the ref running up. Everyone's confused that what takes off, like, a second and a half. So, I don't know. It was just a big debacle. I think Dallas, if you look at the numbers, like Dak passed for over 250 yards, but his completions and attempts weren't that great. He went 23 for 43, which, I mean, isn't great. But at the same time, their rushing attack couldn't do anything.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah, it was just like Dallas got lucky that they scored 10 points in the fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Garoppolo kind of showed that he's not a finisher either. And no, I honestly think the Niners will part ways from him, try to figure a way to get him out of San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah, he didn't have a very good game. Yeah, he only passed for – I've got the box score pulled up. So, but, yeah, he only passed for 172 yards, and then Mitchell and Samuel carried the offense.
Yeah, I mean – so, kind of the funny thing / sad thing that happened, I don't know if you've heard this, because I know you're not on a ton of social media, but mm-hmm. have you seen all the memes of, like, the Cowboys fans super disappointed?
Oh, yeah, and then, oh.
The guy with the chain necklace, you remember that picture with, like, he's getting consulted by a girl?
Yeah, and it ended up being, like, his side hoe.
Yeah. I was... like, to be caught on 4K television cheating on your significant other, like, come on. Like, I feel bad for the girlfriend. Like, you find out that that's happening on television. That's crazy to me. But, I mean, I guess it was a bit of entertainment, too.
Yeah. Well, then, like, the thing that sucks is, like, and, like, beforehand his picture was getting put everywhere with, like, the three other people that were crying, so yeah, it's that would suck.
Yeah, but I mean, when you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes is what I was always told. So
yeah,
that's a stupid game. And the other report that came out of that game is Ezekiel Elliott actually had a torn PCL is what they're saying. He's had a torn PCL since week four.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's been playing hurt. So maybe that affected the game too, because Zeke is a pretty solid running back. Like,
oh, yeah, and when he's on, he's on.
And when he's off, like, he is off. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, he did not get going in that game at all.
And I mean, that might explain it a little bit, the injuries. So, we'll jump into your game, your favorite game, the Steelers versus the Chiefs. I mean, that game was for the first, I want to say like 20, 25 minutes, it was a slugfest. It was a defensive fest. No one was scoring, and then T.J. Watt gets that fumble for a touchdown. I'm like, oh, we're money. We're good. Like, the Steelers are going to win, and then
– yeah, like, we're okay. And then
35 straight points.
Yeah, and then – yeah, and then they quickly just – it turned into a bloodbath pretty fast. Which – I don't know. I was surprised that – I wasn't really gonna pay much attention to the game anyway, because I knew that the Steelers weren't gonna win. I was honestly surprised that they made it into the playoffs. Thank you to the Raiders.
game almost ended in a tie.
Yeah. But this was another one where, like, when I question the super wild card weekend and say, why don't you just take it back? Because the Chiefs could have had a bye week. Games like that, even though they're big blowouts, like, there's still a chance for certain players to get hurt. And, like, in my position with the, like, if I was the NFL, like, I don't know. Like, let's say Patrick Mahomes got hurt in that game. For the divisional round against the Bills, people would still tune in, but perhaps you'd have less viewers or lower ratings because you don't have that Mahomes and Allen matchup. But like I said, I'm no big wig for the NFL or anything, but I don't know. This was the AFC equivalent of the Bucks and Eagles for me. Just like, it was just kind of whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, at least you guys made the playoffs. Congratulations.
Yeah, RIP.
What happened? I my schedule changed for work, and I accidentally hit it, and I think it, like, kicked me out. It was still recording, but it wasn't doing anything, so.
I've had that before when I've clicked on, like, our switched pages and stuff on my phone before.
Yeah, I mean, there's still some technical things that I think can benefit from Anchor. But what I was going to say is I'm already irritated with the whole Russ wants to get traded. Until it actually happens, I'm not going to believe it.
Yeah, he's too... He's too vital to the Seattle organization. He's the first franchise quarterback they've had since, like, Jim Zorn. And I wouldn't even say Jim Zorn was much of a franchise quarterback.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I that's just my two cents on it. And we don't have to dwell on that, because I could literally talk your ear off about what I would do if I was Seattle.
So. How it's being handled.
So the last game was the Cardinals versus the Rams. And so the comment I had made, and one of my coworkers, I guess, didn't like, is I said along the lines that Kyler Murray is a clown. Like, I don't think he plays that great. I think he needs stellar wide receivers. Like, and I understand he's short, but Russell Wilson is short too.
He's also short.
He makes his players play better, because look at DK and Tyler's production when he was out those 3 weeks. They weren't awful, but they struggled. So
yeah. Well, like, you look at, like, there's offenses where quarterbacks and wide receivers have like a symbiotic relationship where there's reliance on both sides. And then I feel like there's also some where it's more one-sided. And I feel like, and Kyler Murray's he's an amazing athlete. Like, holy shit, he's good. He's always been good. He got national attention in high school, in college, obviously, and now. But he's got a play style that it has difficulty translating to the NFL. So yeah, I agree that he might rely on his receivers too much, which he's got good ones.
Oh yeah. And I think another part of his problem is Cliff Kingsbury or whatever his name is, the head coach. He had a losing record with Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech. So, like, Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. Like,
yeah,
how do you have a losing record with him? But like I said along the lines that those are both my reasonings behind it. And I ruffled a lot of feathers. I'm just tired of people like you fans who think that everyone has to be a Belichick or a Tom Brady or a Peyton Manning. I'm like, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that there are some good coaches.
There are some coaches that
hurt their players. He's like, well, what do you expect from him? I'm like, I expect them to do well. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like,
yeah. Yeah. If you're in the NFL, you're expected to, there's a standard, and that's why, and it's for fans and for teams. And that's why coaches get fired.
Yeah. Well, so I don't know. I
knew the Cardinals starting out like 7-0 wasn't going to be, obviously. Yeah. Like, you'll lose some games in a season, but they lost. They finished with 11-6. So, like you said, it was a combination of strength of schedule. I feel like that their Titans game week one caught everyone by surprise. And that was kind of like, maybe we should treat these guys a little differently. But, they just didn't, they weren't consistent the rest of the season. And of course, opponents change, everything changes. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just happy that Stafford finally won a game, like finally won a playoff game. Oh. Like, Stafford's another one of those dudes that it's like, there's a lot of players you can hate on and there's a lot of players you can't. Stafford's one of those players.
Stafford's very neutral. Well, especially if you come from the Lions and literally carry the team between you and Calvin Johnson, and then, Megatron retires, in my opinion, early. Age-wise.
Not only Megatron, but Barry Sanders too.
Yeah,
you ended two of the greatest players to ever play the game's careers way too early.
Yeah, so no, it's hard to you kind of have to like Matt Stafford.
Yeah, I felt like it was well deserved, and I mean, I really hope that if the Rams do win this weekend, and by some odd chance the Niners win, that the Rams can figure out how to win against the Niners, because they struggle with them.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, I feel like it was a very entertaining weekend, and
we've
got four more games, eight teams are left. So let's jump into the Saturday games for tomorrow. I want to say the first game is the Titans versus the Bengals. Who do you think is winning that game, and what do you think the final score is going to be?
I think this is actually, like, if we're just looking at numbers, Titans are favored in a real world. Not real world, but just being conservative with it, I got Tennessee winning. But I do feel like it's a trap game a little bit. If there's any of these games this weekend, this is by far the trap game out of all of them, I feel like. Especially with Cincinnati being like a lower seed, Tennessee actually having the bye week. I have confidence in Tennessee winning, but I could see this being definitely being a trap game.
Well, and Derrick Henry was officially reactivated to the active roster, so he'll be playing tomorrow, which definitely helps. But I'm going to go the exact opposite. I think the Bengals win.
Okay.
I don't know. I have that feeling.
Yeah.
Joe Burrows is Joe Burrows. He's going to smoke his cigar after the game. Think the score is going to be? Do you think it's a close game or do you think it's going to be a blowout?
If Tennessee wins, I see a score. It's like probably like 35-17, 35-10, something like that. You know, not. I don't think Tennessee will put up a ridiculous amount of points in the 40s or 50s, but we'll definitely like outpace them at least. But if the Bengals win, like I said, in that trap game scenario, I see it being close. A little closer, still probably like maybe like a 35, 31, something like that, or like a 28, 21, 28, 17. But yeah,
I feel like
Tennessee wins. Go ahead, sorry.
Jamar Chase is like, if the Titans can shut down Jamar Chase, I think they're good. I think they'll win. But if he can get off, and I think he, and we, Zach and I from Breaking Down the Tape talked a little bit about this, but we think he bamboozled everyone by saying, oh, the ball's different. Like, I think he kind of did that on purpose.
Oh.
So people would be like, this guy has no idea what he's doing. And he goes off for 1,400 yards.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then I feel like Joe Mixon gets overlooked too in that Bengals offense. He's not like as consistent, but I originally, for some reason, I just didn't care for Mixon coming out of college, but I didn't follow the Bengals closely all season, but I followed him because he was on my fantasy team. So from a casual
too.
Point of view, and Joe Mixon's a good running back. So you'll need Jamar Chase to perform well and Burrow. If you have all three of those guys, maybe not firing on all cylinders, but at least being like high motored, I could see Cincinnati coming out with a win.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it goes, but I think it'll be a close game either way. So, and I think we'll get our money's worth.
Oh, so, yeah, definitely.
The next game is Green Bay versus San Francisco. And let me tell you, the weather tomorrow is supposed to be 11 degrees by the time the game kicks off. So it's going to be a freezing cold game.
I have Green Bay as a lock.
Yeah.
In this one. Especially if the weather's going to be bad. We talked about how Garoppolo's not great. I got Green Bay winning this one.
Yeah, I think they're going to win comfortably too.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
I don't think
it's hard to win against in Lambeau in January.
Yeah, I don't think this will be a very high stress game.
No, I think out of all the games, this is probably the only one that's like a for sure lock. Like I could put money on it as guaranteed. One of my supervisors at work is a Green Bay fan and put $400 down. So, I think he's hoping.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I mean, Sunday's games I think are going to be a lot more of a toss-up for sure. I want to say the first game is the Rams and the Buccaneers game. Mm-hmm. Who do you have for that game?
I feel like this one will be close. Maybe I have a little favoritism towards Tom Brady because he's Tom Brady, but I got Tampa Bay winning it. They had an easy week with the Eagles, I feel like, but they're still really good and really consistent. You have a good coach, you have a good quarterback, you have a good defense. So, I don't know. Yeah, I just have more faith and confidence in Tampa Bay winning it than LA ultimately, honestly.
Yeah, I think they win by three. I think it'll be a close game. I think Tampa Bay wins by three. Only to lose the following week. I think Green Bay is going all the way this year.
Oh, yeah. That's... Well, I was going to say, if LA wins, the Tampa Bay game and Green Bay wins, Green Bay's going to the Super Bowl, in my
Yeah,
opinion.
or if
Yeah,
it's a rematch from last year's NFC Championship game, I think finally Aaron Rodgers
I think,
gets
yeah.
past that hurdle.
Oh, definitely.
So we'll see. But I think it's going to be Tampa by at least three. And then the other
Yeah.
game, I think, is going to be a shootout, honestly.
Oh,
You've
yeah.
got Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes, the
Mahomes.
Chiefs versus the Bills.
Yeah, and this one's a toss-up too. If it was being played in Buffalo, I would give Buffalo a little bit of an edge. I mean, Arrowhead's also a tough place to play in. It's pretty even though, honestly. I've been thinking about this one, and I'm trying to debate on whether I should go with my gut or on the seeding, which are both not great concrete standards to choose by, but I'll go with the upset number wise. Maybe I'll say Buffalo, but Buffalo pulls out a tough win in a shootout, and it'll be, I could see it being like a 38-35 if it's a low score, not low scoring affair, but if they score like an average amount of points, but I don't think you'll see numbers like that Kansas City and LA Rams game in 2018 or 2017 when they both put up like 50 points, but
Yeah.
I would be surprised if the score was less than 80, yeah, was less than 80 or 90 points combined. So
Yeah. And ultimately, out of all your winners, who do you think the Super Bowl is going to be? Which two teams do you think make it all the way to the Super Bowl?
out of my winners, Green Bay and Buffalo.
Yeah, that's who I've got too.
I think
I
it's a
think
good
that'd be a
bet.
really cool matchup.
Yeah, when it's both Buffalo hasn't been to a Super Bowl since that fun run in the 90s where they lost four in a row to the NFC East, basically. And then
Yeah.
Green Bay hasn't been there since 2010 when they beat the Steelers, so still decent amount of time, and really like both teams haven't been. It'll be kind of fun to see because you won't see. I don't know. It's you. You. I don't feel like you'll see like a. I don't want to say reiteration. That's not the right word, but it's not commonplace having either team in the Super Bowl in the last 20 years. So.
Yeah. And this is just my bold take. I think Tom Brady retires after the season. That's my bold take.
Really?
I think he's done. He's
I
got
could
nothing
see.
left to prove.
Yeah. I could see him. I'm saying next season. After next season. But
See
we'll
what I
see.
think he needs to do to prove that he even more solidify the argument of GOAT is he needs to go to Detroit and take them to the Super Bowl.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's a lost cause. He'll retire the first week there.
It was Kevin Hart who said that. He's like, I want him to go to either like Detroit or Houston and take them to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Which. All right, well, I'm not going to keep you for too much longer. I know you have places to be and things to do. But before we go, what is
For the
week?
week. My words of wisdom. If you got leftover tortillas in your fridge from burrito night, make breakfast burritos the next morning. That's what I did. That's all I got.
Nice. And then I'll reiterate my quote. When you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. That's my word of wisdom for you guys
I
this
like
week.
that.
And if you don't already, follow us on all forms of social media. It's Noble Sports Guy. Trying to think what else, other things. Like, if you guys don't already have the app Rave on, I recommend it. I think it's a lot of fun if you want to have fun banter with other fans, but As always, it's fun recording with you, Braden. I appreciate your takes, and I mean, I feel like since you've come on, you've legitimized. I'm getting tongue tied. You're adding more credibility to the podcast, being that you played college football, and you're not just some schmojo on the street. So I appreciate thanks. You.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. It's fun. So, and it gives, like I said, it keeps me busy and it gives me another thing to look forward to. Especially on, like, you get we've all had them, like, some weeks where it's feels like things drag or it feels like Groundhog Day every damn day. So, it's fun. I enjoy it.
I think Penny wants to add her words of wisdom. Penny, come here. Can you say hi?
Hi, Ted.
Can you say go Hawks?
Go Hawks.
There you go. There you have it. Go Seahawks. All right. Well, thank you again, Braden. And I'm looking forward to this weekend.
All righty. Yeah. Hey, well, I'll talk to you later. Everyone have a good week.
And stay classy wherever you're at, whether it's in Alaska, Las Vegas, or somewhere in between there. All right. Talk to you later, man.
All right, see ya.